right. Oh, my voice is really croaky this morning again. Probably because I had no sleep yet again. I had a little attack of insomnia last night. Not what was all over my wall. I don't pee in public, thank you very much. Oh, I wasn't going to talk about that. But anyway, Shakes, I really appreciate that you've done this for us because it's just been such a great idea and I've had so much fun with it. And I think that everyone is really embracing it. Well, everyone who's important anyway. And if the rest of you aren't embracing it and you want to be important, then go and fucking record a clip. And you know what, Shakes? You need to take credit for this because I don't care what you say. This is your idea and it's fabulous. And I'm really thankful for it. And if you don't actually shut up and listen to me saying thank you, then I'm going to fly to St. Petersburg and I'm going to spank you. And Paulina, my honey, my lovely, I just adore you, darling. I love you so much. And I know that I'm probably going to be in trouble now for offering to spank Shakes. So there are probably quite a few confessions I could make to you. Maybe we need a Skype session. You'll have to hustle your way over and because I've been much naughtier than you know. And yeah, no, I'm not going to confess any of this actually now that I think about it. And then yes, okay, there will be no more beaver talk. I'd like to officially thank Axel for giving me a lovely beaver, which is a contacty gift. It is not an actual, sexual reference, although it was funny. For a day, it's kind of over now. It's not funny anymore. So I think we're done with the beaver talk. And but yes, my sexy linebacker gave me a beaver, and it made me happy. The end. What else? What else? Oh, my husband. Leave my husband out of this. He's really sweet, and it's not like that at all. And he's just a really sweet person that I like to joke around with. And you just have to be nicer to him because he's incredibly underage, and I don't think we should torment him. He's just a really sweet, sweet, smart, lovely boy, and it's not like that at all. So, Kalina, I'm going to. Oh, no more talk about my husband. My husband is off limits. Besides, one day I'll marry someone my own age. Oh, and he did graduate high school, so come on, that's a good thing, right? And Marisha, oh, you're so sweet. You've probably seen my funny statuses in Facebook where my friends have all just thought that I'm mad for learning Russian. And the one where he's actually quite a close friend and it's his birthday today, by the way. And he was laughing at me for learning Russian and for the fact that all that I know how to say in Russian is 101 ways to say I love you. And then a couple of ways to tell you to fuck off. So basically, what we decided was that I've just gone for the passionate things. I can't really hold a conversation and I can't say anything mundane, but I can be really sweet and I can be really horrible. And nothing in between. It's black or white with me, no greys. And so basically, the whole point of this was that I'm beating Pol because if she thinks she's the champion, I can win. I can talk longer, and I can talk harder, and I can talk better. Well, maybe not better, because she does have such a lovely voice. And she sings much better than me. She's fantastic, really, isn't she? Everybody should love our Pol. And sunshine, my lovely, lovely sunshine, how I love you. Can you please record something else? Because I love the sound of your voice, and I know that I stole it, which you weren't expecting, and now I have it forever. And that song, I just loved it. So I want a song, We can't just have Diedrich singing all the time. He is wonderful, but I want a song too. I want a song like the one you gave to Bubba Berry, because it would be nice, Maybe if you do, I might marry you. Okay, come on, I think I've won. I think I went to 5 minutes. Paul, I win. I am the reigning champion. No one can beat me. Never, ever, ever, ever challenge someone who is as competitive.